After the destruction of the Death Star, the Rebel Alliance was forced to abandon its base on the fourth moon of Yavin. Hunted by Darth Vader and the Imperial Star Destroyers, the Rebels have taken refuge on the ice planet Hoth and begun establishing a new base there. But the Princess Leia Organa and the other Rebel leaders know that to have the Empire locate them on Hoth would be a disaster. And so, the dangerous job of diverting the Star Destroyer's attention falls to the Rebellion's most daring and capable warriors. Now, two Rebel X-Wing fighters draw near to a jungle world, much like Yavin's fourth moon, as Lieutenant Commander Luke Skywalker and Captain Han Solo prepare to carry out a hazardous mission.
Here we go, Han. One quick pass at the planet. You ready?
Ready to get chased and shot at, you mean? I can't wait. Luke, how do I let you talk me into these things?
Those Rebel intelligence analysts said we'll have plenty of time to get clear before the Imperials can catch us, huh?
Listen, kid. You didn't notice those analysts volunteering for this mission now, did you? They're no fools.
Then why'd you volunteer?
Nah, it's better than saddle-breaking tauntauns back at the Hoth base.
R2-D2, are you all set back there? Great.
My R2 unit's ready too, Luke.
Okay. Beginning the dive now.
I still say we should have used the Millennium Falcon. She's got more legroom and she's faster than these old ships.
But the whole point is to make sure the Empire figures that it's the Rebel Alliance scouting out this planet. We had to use X-Wings.
I just hope the Empire buys it.
Me too. Okay, hon. I guess we can level off now. R2, give me a little more power if you can.
This is plenty low enough for me, buddy. Whew. Wouldn't be much left of us if we had to crash land in all that jungle. How are we doing for time?
That Imperial patrol should be along right about now. I guess it's time to go.
I'm with you. So the Empire is supposed to figure the Rebellion shopping around for a jungle world to build a base on, huh?
Right. That way, they ought to leave planets like Hoth alone. Here we go. A nice, smooth climb back upstairs.
A jungle world would make a lot more sense to me than settling in on that walk-in freezing unit, Hoth. I get the chills just thinking about that planet.
Well, once the base is completed, Hoth won't be so bad.
Junior, at the rate they're drilling those ice caverns, that'll take roughly forever. Where's that patrol supposed to show up?
Behind us. Keep your sensors concentrated back there. We'll let them detect and identify us, then we get out of here. Fast.
I copy, Luke.
There they are. An Imperial cruiser.
Must have just come out of hyperspace.
Get ready to switch on deflector shields.
Hey, Luke.
Okay, they've detected us.
Luke.
We better be going, Han.
Luke. Did Rebel intelligence happen to mention that other Imperial cruiser? The one out there in front of us?
What? Hey, there was only supposed to be one.
Tell that to them. The one up ahead's trying to cut us off.
Look, TIE fighters coming straight for us.
Stick close together, Luke. We can't afford to slow up for a dogfight.
Let them have it! Stay on course. We'll have to try to get past that second cruiser.
Not a chance. These X-Wing deflectors can't stand up to a turbo laser cannon. Not at that range. Our shields aren't strong enough.
Han, that's it. You're a genius.
Huh? Well, sure. I always said so, but...
Stay on this vector. I'm gonna maneuver my ship in, right over yours. As close as I can get.
Close? Luke, I can read the serial numbers on your engines.
R2-D2, get set back there. Han, when I give the word, bring up your deflector shield, slowly. R2 can integrate them and have twice as much deflector power.
If R2 can do it instead of overloading them, if we don't collide, if there isn't something...
If you've got a better idea, now's the time for it.
Like I said, stay close, but just don't sneeze.
Get ready, R2. Han, bring up your deflectors.
I'm starting now, Luke. The TIE fighters are closing in on us fast from behind.
How's it going, R2?
Since we haven't been blown to particles, I guess it's working, huh?
So far. Here come the TIE fighters.
The shields are holding, but that doesn't mean they can stand up. up to a cruiser.
Here's what we find out, Han.
It's working. We've got double power in our deflector shields.
Yeah, so far. If we can just get out of range before they burn out on us. Get set to switch power to rear deflectors.
Be careful now.
Make this one good, R2. Go to stern deflectors.
R2 did it, but I'm starting to lose power.
We're almost out of their range.
That last volley missed. We're clear.
The deflectors are starting to overload. Sheer off, Han.
Yeah, we left the Imperial behind. Take a bow, Luke.
You can thank R2. He sort of cheated the odds there.
You know, even Hoth sounds good after this. I could use a rest.
Sorry to be the one to tell you, Han, but you won't have much time for that. We've got another mission coming up.
Come on, Luke. Don't even fool around about something like that.
No fooling, Han. You and Chewie are both going to be in on it. But I'll be there, too. And so will Leia, 3PO, and R2.
Oh, for the love of... What are you getting us into this time?
I don't know. Something top secret.
Why am I getting this sinking feeling? Anything else you can tell me, pal?
Well, just that Leia's going to fill us in on the details when we get back to Hoth.
Are you certain that R2-D2 understands exactly what I want him to do?
Oh, absolutely positive, Your Highness. Isn't that so, R2? The programming tape and master code that you fed into R2's memory banks were most specific and comprehensive, Princess Leia. And, as R2 points out, the computer system on that planet is a model with which he is extremely familiar.
Good. This mission is terribly important to the Rebellion.
We quite understand, Your Highness.
Yeah, here they are over here. Chewie, come on.
Hi, 3PO. R2.
Good morning, Master Luke.
Hello, Leia.
Hello, Luke.
I haven't seen you in a while. I've been so busy every time I try to contact you lately.
I'm sorry, Luke. It's just that everything's been so rushed since we got to Hoth that I really haven't had a moment to spare. Oh, you know that.
Hey, sweetheart. Can't you turn up the heat in this deep freeze?
Did it ever occur to you that she wants you to cool off, Han?
Hey, that'll take more than an ice cavern, Junior.
Will you two stop that? So, Han, you made it back in one piece, I see.
No sweat, Your Highnessness.
Good. R2 and C-3PO are ready. What about the Millennium Falcon?
Chewie's got her all set for liftoff, which wasn't easy in this hole in the ice you call a base. Right, Chewie?
Oh, what's wrong, Han? Aren't you enjoying yourself?
Oh, you mean aside from Hoth base being short on supplies, cramped as a kitty-sized spacesuit and cold as a tauntaun's tail?
Don't let him kid you, Leia. He missed the place.
I what?
What's the job, Princess?
The Rebel Alliance needs money to get the things we need here at Hoth base. I have a way of getting it, but it involves some risk.
Hey, anything worth doing is worth doing for money, sweetheart.
Before Alderaan was destroyed, one of my family's off-world holdings was a very profitable interstellar trading company. But the Empire seized ownership. Now the company is shipping a large cash tribute to the Empire.
Not if we can help it, right?
Great. We're so short of real money, Chewie and me have been thinking about hocking my hero's medal.
There would be enough for special cold climate equipment and supplies. Everything Hoth base requires.
What's the plan?
The money will be shipped out from a freight loading dock inside an ordinary container like any other shipment so as not to be conspicuous.
What about security?
The cargo carrier for which it's intended will be well armored and guarded by Imperial stormtroopers, Captain Solo.
Yes, except that the container that's loaded aboard it won't be one with the money inside.
Nice. How are you going to pull that one off?
Her Highness is going to make the company's central computer switch its loading instructions with the aid of R2-D2.
I have a master code for the computer. It was an Organa family secret. R2 can use it to manipulate the system.
Yeah, I get it. So we land, Chewbacca can stay aboard the Falcon and keep her ready for liftoff.
Yes, and Han accompanies R2 and me to the computer terminal to switch loading instructions.
And the money ends up on an ordinary cargo carrier. So I guess driving it away is my job, right?
Our job, Master Luke. I shall be with you, in case you should need to interface with the computer for any reason.
Hold on, Luke. You won't be able to carry a blaster out there on that freight dock.
That's all right. I'll have my lightsaber. No one's likely to recognize it. But will they let me just drive off in that cargo carrier?
Don't worry. We'll have identification and a work order card for you. Now, the carrier will be secured to the freight dock by a heavy shackle attached to its landing gear as a standard precaution. But R2 will arrange for it to release as soon as the money's loaded aboard.
Okay. Don't forget, R2.
Let's see. So Luke brings the cargo carrier back to the Falcon.
And later, the Imperial Security convoy takes away a container filled with vegetables or old shoes or whatever.
All right. But what'd you have to come along for, Your Worshipfulness? You could just give R2 the master code.
I already have, but I'm going to have to authenticate it with my palm print.
But that means you're going to have to use one of the main computer centers.
We've arranged for that. We have a rebel agent in place already. His name is Fodris. He's a Narithian.
A Narithian? One of those bugs?
What's eating you, Han?
I don't trust him. Not a Narithian.
Really, Captain Solo, just because a member of the Rebellion happens not to be a human being is no justification for you to be so intolerant.
Listen, Goldenrod, Narithians get hatched. Two or three of them to an egg.
But Fodris is one of the most loyal agents the Alliance has. He's risked his life for us, not once, but many times.
I still don't like it. You can't count on a bug.
But you trust a Wookiee to fly the Falcon, don't you?
Hey, hold on. Chewie's a whole different case.
Sure, Han. Whatever you say.
Just what is your specific objection, Captain?
Well, Narithians are too close to their eggmates, for one thing. I heard they even mind-link when they're close together. How'd you know this Fodris can keep a secret?
Because one of Fodris's eggmates found out about his ties to the Rebellion, Han. He tried to kill Fodris. Fodris was forced to kill him instead.
Satisfied, Han?
I guess I'll have to be.
Good. Because it sounds like we're going to need the fastest getaway ship we've got, and I'll take the Millennium Falcon every time.
Excuse me, Captain Solo, but speaking of the Falcon, perhaps it is time to mention another matter.
What about the Falcon?
Well, Rebel intelligence sources report that the Empire has given top priority to locating your starship, Captain.
Yes, and that order came from the very top.
Oh, I guess that could only mean Darth Vader, huh?
Oh, the very mention of his name makes our gyros flutter. Isn't that so, R2?
Sounds like Vader found out who almost shot his tail off at the Death Star, huh?
And there's something else. We've had word that Jabba the Hutt has upped the bounty price on you, Han.
Figures. Jabba doesn't want to get paid anymore. He just wants revenge.
Well, well, Han. How's it feel to be so popular?
Luke.
Are you quite certain that it will be safe to use the Falcon, Princess Leia?
Don't blow a fuse, 3PO. I've got fake registries and identification codes for the ship. Loads of them.
I guess that settles it. By the way, Leia, just which planet is it that we're bound for?
Ord Mantell. We lift off at 1000 hours for Ord Mantell.
The computer terminal is over this way, sir and ma'am. The outlet should be compatible with your R2 unit.
Thanks, Fodris. R2, plug yourself into the system.
Since I know none of the details of your mission, I couldn't be certain that it would suffice.
What do you think, R2? Will it do?
Looks like you're in business, doll.
Enter the master code, R2.
The door lock did not present as much of a problem as I had feared it might, Captain. My congratulations.
Well, locks are kind of a hobby of mine. R2's got the identity plate ready. Just press your palm to it, Your Royalness.
Han?
Royalness? You're the Princess Leia Organa?
Yeah, yeah. Don't let it throw you, Fodris. Try your palm print, Leia.
All right. Here goes. It worked!
Sure did.
R2, get busy. He's doing it. Get Luke on the comm link and tell him to be ready.
Right. Solo to Skywalker. Solo to Skywalker. Come in, Luke.
Skywalker here. We're in position at the freight loading dock, Han.
R2's making the switch now, Luke. The money will be brought out and loaded as soon as he's done.
I copy, Han.
Make sure you get the right container.
The money shipment. So that's it.
Don't forget to have R2 give the release to unshackle the landing gear.
Gotcha, Luke. We'll see you back at the ship.
So that's what brings the Millennium Falcon to Ord Mantell.
Uh-huh. Hurry it up, will you, R2? Not much time left before we...
You haven't got any time left at all, Solo.
Han, look out! He's got a blaster!
Keep your hand away from your weapon, Solo. You're more valuable to me alive, but I wouldn't hesitate to shoot you.
Well, I'll be. What, does everybody dream about being a crummy bounty hunter?
Oh, but I am one, Solo. A better one than Greedo or any of the others you've killed.
Fodrus, what are you doing? You've been loyal to the Rebellion since it first began to...
Not Fodrus. I'm his brother, you see? His eggmate.
But Fodrus killed his eggmate.
You're wrong. Fodrus talked too much, and I realized that something profitable was going on when I heard Solo's name. So I forced Fodrus into Mind Link, but he died in the process.
And you took his place.
Hold on. You had the passwords. You knew the recognition signal.
What Fodrus knew, I know. Now, Solo, carefully. Toss your blaster aside. Use two fingers only. I wouldn't hesitate to kill you.
I'll just bet you wouldn't. There. Now do you feel safer? What's your name anyway, bounty hunter?
Have you ever heard of Cypher?
So you're Cypher.
That's right. Poor Fodrus felt so guilty about having an eggmate who sides with the Empire that he joined the Rebellion. He never did care enough for money.
Wait, Cypher, there's even more money in this for you if you help us. The Rebel Alliance will pay you well if you'll let us complete our mission.
The Rebel Alliance is very short on funds, Your Highness, or you wouldn't be here. And the Empire will be very generous with me once you're back in its custody, while Solo here has a rather unpleasant appointment with Jabba the Hutt.
You have it all worked out, huh?
Why, yes, I do. Oh, and while I think of it, Princess Leia, have your droid disengaged from the computer.
Better do it, Leia. That bug will only blast R2 if you don't.
You're right. R2, disengage from the terminal. R2-D2, I order you to disengage from the computer at once.
And you can stop hoping for your friend's escape. Even if the money container is loaded, there will be no signal to release the cargo carrier's landing gear. It's not going anywhere.
You're so sure, huh?
Yes, I am. And while I think of it, you might as well hand over your comlink. I wouldn't want you warning your accomplice out there on the freight dock. In fact, perhaps you'd better throw your gun belt away, just to avoid any surprises.
Sure. Anything to oblige. Where do you want it, Cypher?
Don't try to stall me, Solo. Just throw it over here to me.
Here you go.
Han!
Stay back, Leia.
Clever. That was very clever, Solo. No one has ever disarmed Cypher before. Now, I can see how you came by your reputation.
Let's just say I've had some practice with that trick, Cypher. Comes in handy sometimes. Keep away from your blaster.
My weapon is closer than yours. You can't win.
I'm warning you, Cypher.
Even you aren't that fast, Solo.
You don't want to find out.
You can't bluff me, Solo.
Come on, look out!
You haven't won, Solo. You'll never get off Ord Mantell alive.
Han, are you all right?
He didn't even singe me, Princess. R2, get back to that terminal. You gotta release the landing gear on Luke's cargo carrier.
It's too late. Once the computer sequence stops, even the master code can't begin it again.
That means the alarms will start ringing as soon as the computers can track down what we've done.
Get Luke on the comm link. He's got to get out of there.
Solo to Skywalker. Luke, can you hear me? Luke, do you copy? No use. The comm link got busted when I slugged Cypher with my gun belt. We'll have to go to the freight dock.
No, the Millennium Falcon is closer. We can contact Luke from there.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go.
Come on, R2, hurry!
Move your treads, R2, or we'll leave you here.
Repeat. Solo, this is Skywalker. Solo, this is Skywalker.
Do you suppose something's gone wrong, Master Luke?
Everything was fine when Han called a few minutes ago.
Solo, this is Skywalker. Han, the money container's being loaded aboard the cargo carrier now. Do you copy?
Master Luke, are you certain that that is the shipping container carrying the currency?
Sure, I'm sure. See the markings? What worries me is that cable shackle on the landing gear.
But what are we to do if it doesn't release on schedule, sir?
I don't even want to think about that, 3PO. It makes the hair stand up on my neck.
Oh, I knew no good would come of all this. I just knew that there would be complications.
3PO, would you quiet down and let me think?
My apologies, sir. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Shh. The cargo carrier's all loaded. If nobody shows up to pilot it away pretty soon, somebody's gonna start asking questions.
But Master Luke, if the shackle doesn't release from the landing gear, we'll be apprehended for certain.
Come on, just stay behind me and let me do the talking. Here we go.
I'm right with you, Master Luke. Oh, I just know that R2-D2's to blame for all this. That little incompetent...
All right, 3PO. Get aboard and run a check in the cockpit. And see if you can raise Han or Chewbacca on the comm link.
Hey, you two.
Just hold it right there.
Oh, dear.
Shh. What do you two think you're doing?
Just checking over this carrier, making sure my cargo's secure.
When my crews load cargo, it's secure. And when you come onto my loading dock, fella, you report to me. Got it?
Yeah, got it. Here's my trip ticket and assignment card.
Well, you're all loaded, but the shackle hasn't released from your landing gear yet. What's going on?
How should I know? I just work here.
I don't remember seeing you around before.
I just started yesterday.
Yeah? And what about your droid there? It doesn't look like any heavy-labored droid I ever saw. Maybe I'd better lock down your carrier's controls until I find out what all this is about.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I wouldn't risk that if I were you, Supervisor, sir.
Huh? Risk what?
Well, that is, I am a medical droid. The last pilot to use this particular vehicle has contracted a strange disease.
Disease? What kind of disease?
We're not sure, Supervisor, but I am to check this craft for contamination. Of course, if you insist on securing its controls first, I shall defer to your judgment.
Are you circuit wacky or something? Go on, get in there and check out that cockpit. You think I want an epidemic around here?
Yes, sir. That is, no, sir. What I mean to say is...
Pipe down and get to work. I'm going to get in touch with the front office. This is the craziest thing I ever heard of.
3PO, I'm putting you in for a medal.
Why, thank you, Master Luke.
Get into the cockpit and warm up the engines, quick.
Very well, sir. Although, we're still left with the problem of the shackle.
Uh-oh, trouble. Look over there.
Imperial stormtroopers! All is lost!
No, it's not. I've still got my lightsaber. Take off as soon as I cut through the shackle.
But I'm no pilot, Master Luke.
You've got to, 3PO.
Halt! You there! Halt!
Master Luke, they're firing on us!
I'm almost through. Raise the ship, 3PO!
But Master Luke!
That's it! The shackle's off! Lift off, 3PO!
But you're not aboard!
I'll hang on to the landing skid! Get us out of here! Now!
Oh, hold on tightly, Master Luke!
Chewie, what's going on?
What's he saying?
Says he can't raise Luke on the comlink, but the Imperial garrison's all riled up over something or other.
I'll give you one guess what it is. Now what do we do?
Find a seat and buckle yourself in, Princess. Boy, the things I have to go through for a little lousy money.
If they could only hear you back on Corel.
Don't get cute. Look sharp, Chewie. I'm bringing up the engines. If Luke can't get to us, maybe we can get to him.
Skywalker to Solo. Skywalker to Solo. Come on, Han. Don't let me down.
It's Luke.
Where are you, kid?
I'll be at your location in about 1 minute, Han. Get ready to make a flying catch.
Attention, this is Ord Mantell Control. You're making unauthorized transmissions.
Do you copy, Han? A flying catch.
This is Ord Mantell Control. Cease transmissions or we will jam your frequency.
Luke, I copy. A flying catch.
Great, Han. But...
Ah, the jamming Luke's frequency.
What was he talking about? What do you mean, flying catch?
You'll see. All right, Chewie, bring her up slowly. We're gonna hover over the space field.
Han, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I just hope Luke does, too. Open the forward cargo hatch, Chewie.
You don't mean you're gonna... Han, suicide!
It's the only chance we've got. Take her up and hover, Chewie.
Attention, Starship. This is Ord Mantell Control. You're not authorized for departure. Repeat, you're not authorized to raise ship.
Not great. That's just what we need right now.
Attention, Starship. Answer at once.
Who am I supposed to be this time, Chewie? Oh, yeah, that's right. Captain Valrath.
Han, you can't answer him. He just heard you talking to Luke.
Look, either I answer and convince him this is the Starship Victory Ring, or they start shooting at us. Got any preferences?
This may come as a shock to you, Flyboy, but you're not the only one who can talk. Move aside there, Chewbacca.
Ord Mantell Control, this is Captain Valrath of the Starship Victory Ring.
Well, what do you know?
Quiet!
Control, I'm just running a little test on my ship's thrusters. Repeat, this is just a test. I didn't make you nervous, did I, Control?
Well, it is rather irregular, Captain Valrath.
Look, see that cargo carrier over there? It's gotta be Luke, headed this way.
Control, when I set my ship back down, perhaps I should come over and apologize in person.
Well, you really should ground your ship now, Captain Valrath.
Well, thanks a lot. Catch you later.
That won't hold him for long, Han.
You did fine, sister. Chewie, angle the cargo hatch around in Luke's direction.
Come on, Luke, pour it on!
Look, 3PO! Han's got the Falcon hovering! He understood the message!
Yes, but just what did you mean by the phrase, flying catch, Master Luke? I'm afraid that I'm just not familiar with... Oh, no! More stormtroopers! They're pursuing us in a troop carrier!
Han's got the Falcon's cargo hatch open! We might make it yet!
Master Luke, you're not going to... You're not thinking of trying to...
I'm taking this crate right up into the Falcon's cargo hold while she's hovering, 3PO. So brace yourself!
But what if you miscalculate? We'll crash!
It's that or the stormtroopers, 3PO. Hold on, when we get to the Falcon, I'm gonna have to hit the braking thrusters awfully hard.
Master Luke, this sort of treatment voids all my warranties. No! Master Luke, I don't know how, but you seem to have succeeded. We're safe.
Not yet. Here come the stormtroopers.
Oh, no. It just doesn't seem fair somehow.
Come on, Solo. Punch it! We're here! Han, punch it! He did it!
We're clear, Master Luke. Mission accomplished.
Go, Solo! Next stop, Hoth.
Although it is a dark time for the Rebellion, the fight against the Empire goes on. Though they are hunted and harried, the Rebels have won an important victory. And they can still look with hope for the day when peace and justice are restored to the galaxy.